Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final edition of Season 18's Dark Realms. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being so supportive of Dark Realms, providing great feedback, and in fact making it one of my favourite parts of the week, and indeed integral to the entire brand of the Dark Paranormal. And as we've mentioned from Season 19, Dark Realms will also be available on YouTube, with a full video including me, hello, to guide you through another Dark Realm. But you don't need to do anything different if you still listen to the audio format. It will still land in your podcatcher of choice. However, as within Dark Realms, we discuss real locations as opposed to people's experiences, we can interject with photographs, images, etc. of those actual places. So it makes it slightly more immersive for you as the viewer. So if you haven't already, head over to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal. And by subscribing to the channel, you will receive an email whenever a new video is uploaded. Now, of course, our Patreons will again receive that video before everyone else, and it will also be ad-free as usual. And as I mentioned previously, during the break which we're due to take, the paranormal doesn't stop for our Patreons. They continue to receive Dark Bites episodes each and every week. So, if you'd like to support the show and have access to that entire 100-hour-plus back catalogue of Patreon-only content, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Our Patreon team also have a quicker access to our team, and therefore today's Dark Realms is one suggested by one of our Patreons. They submitted this suggestion along with a short experience which we did feature on our last episode of Dark Bites. And without revealing the full experience, I'll give you a short snippet of what the individual experienced. You see, like many Dark Realms, within certain areas they can become magnets for teenagers or people trying to get a scare. And one of the submitters done just that. Driving with some friends to this location in heavy snow, they pulled up to find the place completely deserted and clear snow everywhere, splitting up to go exploring the location. The individual involved headed over, slowly trudging through the thick snow, to a fence which overlooked a farmer's field. Now, there were no other footprints around him as he led up to the fence, but when he looked over the fence, footprints started at that fence and went off to a wooded area in the field. The fence itself was far too thin for anyone to have walked across and jumped down. So these footsteps would have appeared to appear from nothing. And so it's with great thanks to our Patreons Jason and Eva for today's suggestion for our Dark Realm. Because today we go to look at arguably one of the oldest realms we will ever cover. Because nestled deep within eastern England, near the coastal edges of the North Sea, is St. Botolph's Church in Skidbrook, Lincolnshire. It stands as a relic of time, a structure of solemn beauty, and whispered terror. Situated approximately 10 miles east of Louth and within reach of the Humber estuary, this medieval church remains an eerie landmark amongst the bleak, windswept landscapes that have seen centuries of history, faith, change, and fear. This medieval church, with its towering Gothic arches and weathered stone walls, has long been a sentinel of faith, a gathering place for the living, and, if legend is to be believed, a refuge for the dead. St. Botolph's was constructed in the early 13th century, serving the spiritual needs of its surrounding community for centuries. Built in the early English Gothic style, its sturdy architecture bore witness to countless baptisms, marriages, and final farewells. The church, though isolated, was once the beating heart of worship for the Church of England in the area. Standing resolute against the element and time itself, its resolute and loyal congregation gathered there for centuries, seeking solace in their faith, their voices rising in hymns beneath the beautiful vaulted ceilings. Even in its most desolate years, the structure remained an enduring symbol of devotion, until, with the relentless passage of time, populations dwindled, religious practices changed, and the once vibrant church saw its congregation thin. And by November 1973, it was declared redundant by the Diocese of Lincoln and officially deconsecrated, falling into the care of the church's conservation trust. It became a preserved monument rather than a functioning place of worship. And the word preserved is very much to be discussed. Though in the care of the church's conservation trust, the lack of regular services left the building exposed. Stripped of its silent sash of a place of God, its once sacred silence became a fertile ground for something else to take root. They say nature abhors a vacuum, and by all accounts, dark forces slithered into the vacuum left by the faith's retreat. Its closure brought whispers of figures in black, gathering within the church's helpless shell, their rituals marked by scorched symbols, gutted animals, and the scent of something far worse than decay. Thrill seekers would visit at night out of a macabre curiosity. Some would encounter nothing at all but the cold. Others would flee pale and trembling, never revealing what they truly witnessed. Reports began to surface of ritualistic chanting, eerie symbols etched into the ancient stone, and unsettling figures glimpsed by flickering candles that were lit from within. One local resident who dared to investigate in the safety of daylight after hearing these rumours described what he saw. "I saw the remnants of something that had gone on, something not right. There appeared to be small animal bones arranged in strange patterns. Wax melted into weird shapes on both the walls and the floor. But surprisingly, the weirdest thing was not those bones nor the wax. It was the fact in broad daylight in an empty church, I felt like I was in a full church, shoulder to shoulder with people. Except the entire congregation's eyes were on me, yet I was alone in the church." These accounts, though scarce, paint a disturbing picture of what may have transpired within those walls. Whether these rituals beckoned something forth or merely woke what was already there remains unknown. Those who did enter the church seeking a thrill and spoke of their venture would discuss ghostly whispers, fleeting glimpses of things unknown. Others, terrifyingly, would report an icy grip around their throat, a whisper of their own name coming from the back of the church in complete darkness. And the sound of footsteps where clearly no one could be seen. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Researchers seeking evidence in St. Botolph's, well, they'd have their cameras fail, flashlights flicker and die, batteries die in an instant. The temperature would drop so suddenly, it would leave breath suspended in the air, much like the lingering spirits themselves. The bravest would somehow rationalize their experience. "It's nothing but people scaring each other in the cold," said one paranormal researcher. But given the number of reports, it's unsure if they're convincing you or themselves. Paranormal investigators have ventured into the abyss of St. Botolph's, their equipment turning from tools to warning signs. Digital recorders capture voices speaking in languages long since forgotten. People seeing shadows would point their infrared cameras and pick up shapes that moved with intent. One group in 2004 recorded what they said sounded like a child's laughter, except it was midnight and there were no children. The sound was faint at first, a distant echo in the stone nave, before growing unnervingly clear, like a child playing just out of sight. It was distinct, playful, but hollow, recalled one investigator. We called out, thinking maybe someone had snuck in, but there was definitely no one there. And then the temperature dropped sharply, and every device we had malfunctioned at the same time. Then we come to a spirit which has been named the Hooded One. He, or to be more precise, it, watches from the churchyard. A cloaked figure shifting between the graves, its hood concealing a face that should never be seen. Some say it's the shade of a long-dead monk, denied his rest and possibly tied to the church's dissolution during the English Reformation. The idea that monks may have met their tragic ends, forced from their sacred spaces, lends weight to the belief that, for some spirits of faith, they are forced to linger in almost torment, in eternal unrest. But others claim it is something older, something far older, and something far less human. A being linked to the land itself, an ancient presence that predates even the medieval church. Some local legends whisper that Skidbrook's marshlands were once sites of pagan rituals, where hooded figures gathered to commune with forces long since forgotten. This entity, say some, may be a remnant of those rites, a guardian or a curse woven into the very fabric of the earth. It's a well-known fact that churches built around that era were usually built on places already used for worship. Interestingly, this thing never moves quickly. It doesn't lunge nor chase. It doesn't need to. If you see it, it has already seen you. And if you meet its gaze, so it said, it may follow you home. Unlike the hymns that once rang out in this beautiful relic, not all voices fade with time. Some scream into eternity. The church is known for its cries, long, guttural wails that seem to come from nowhere and everywhere at the same time. Some hear the sobs of a woman, others the tormented shrieks of something. These shrieks have been described, interestingly, as something which is no longer human. One visitor in 2016, a seasoned paranormal investigator, claims they were near the altar and heard what they described as a blood-curdling scream. When they checked their recording later, they realized something even stranger was on the recording. A second voice, whispering their own name in static. There is also a rumor that one man entered the building and heard his own voice crying out for help from the back of the church. Fully aware, his mouth remained shut. Even nature itself seems to be under the control of something at Skidbrook. The sky is often clear, yet visitors to the church speak of sudden howling storms, seemingly rising from nowhere. Rain lashes the ruins, though not a drop falls beyond its skeletal frame. Lightning arcs above, illuminating figures inside that should not be there. And then, as quickly as these storms begin, they vanish, leaving behind an unnatural silence. Many question whether these tempests are real at all, whether the mind played a trick on them, or these alleged satanic and dark rituals carried out within the church were done by people who didn't fully know what they were playing with. And they, in turn, have left this once place of sanctuary as a building of hellish madness and turmoil. It would appear that something remains within and without the church. Dog walkers claim to have had their coats tugged, some even pulled to the floor, and their dogs whimper and refuse to walk anywhere near the graves. And of course, these aren't people going for a paranormal scare, they're going for a dog walk, which would imply that whatever lurks at St. Botolph's does not care if you're there to see it It is there to see you. St. Botolph's may well still stand in defiance of time, but it would appear, whether natural or summoned, something within is waiting. Whether it is the echo of lost prayers, the residue of a darkness summoned in secret, or something far, far older than any of these tales, no one can be sure. Those who pass its threshold enter a place where the rules of reality seem to bend. Some walk away unscathed, claiming it's just gullible, overactive imaginations. Others run away, forever changed by this dark realm. And with that, our first full season of Dark Realms comes to an end. We'll be back, of course, with Season 19 and video when Season 19 of The Dark Paranormal begins in a few weeks' time. And do remember to go over to youtube.com/TheDarkParanormal to be sure to get those emails to let you know a new Dark Realms has landed. And until then, stay safe and take care.